He is Harold Zidler in Moulin Rouge, playing just for a short period of time now at the Cadillac Palace Theater, 151 West Randolph, through April 20th. And that is it. And this show is so, if you've not seen this show, how colorful, how exciting, and boy, oh boy, the way they weave in songs I guarantee you will know. And Robert Petkoff is here, who plays Harold Zidler. Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm good. You know, we're having fun. We've been here in Chicago now for a week and a couple days. And the audiences have been terrific, as I knew they would be here. So it's really good. This is where I began my acting career here
really?
In Chicago. So it's nice to come on home, you know.
Where did you begin your acting career, specifically?
Well, I went to Illinois State University, and when I got out, I came up to Chicago. I worked with the Lifeline Theater, the Commons Theater, and then over the years, I've come back and worked at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater quite a bit. And have come through with three different shows, Spamalot, Fun Home, and now Moulin Rouge.
Well, and you are an actor's actor. You've played a wide variety of roles. Here you play the kind of narrator. I'm not sure how you describe Harold.
Well, he's the owner of the club, so he's sort of, in a way, sort of an MC. You know, he introduces you to the world of the Moulin Rouge before the story starts to really take hold. So when the show begins, it's as if you've come to the Moulin Rouge Club, and then we move the camera in for a tighter focus on the story itself. But yeah, he's a con man. He's a grifter. He has a heart of gold, though. You know, he loves the people that he works with, and he's trying to keep them all together. And so for an actor, it's a great role, you know, because it's not one thing. It's got so much stuff to do.
Well,
so many things to play.
And you've had a lot of roles like that, including in the movies, on television with Royal Order SVU. You've played in The Good Wife, The Young Liberace. What was that like?
That was amazing. In my young career, there was a TV movie about Liberace, and Andrew Robinson, terrific actor, played him as an adult, and I played Liberace as sort of a teenager. And it was very funny because I remember going in and saying in the audition, you know, do you want me to try to sound like Liberace? And they're like, oh yeah, do that. And so I got the role based on that, but no one ever asked if I played piano. And I remember distinctly they sent a piano to my apartment so that I could sort of learn how to not lip sync, but piano sync to the soundtrack that they were going to play.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't play piano. So it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun to do.
And then in the Royal Family next to, with Judi Dench, Dame
yeah.
Judi Dench. What was that like?
Oh, that was extraordinary. You know, I'd worked with Sir Peter Hall in another play, and then I just got an email out of the blue one day saying, I'm going to be doing a play in the West End with Judi Dench in the spring. Would you be interested? I'm like, yeah, well, let me think about that, you know. So, of course, I went over in and she was just the most wonderful woman. Judi Dench is just like the exactly what you hope she will be, you know. She treats everyone equally. She's just funny, and she's dry. But what was really great about it, too, is that the young actress who I was playing opposite in that play, it was her first play out of high school, and her name was Emily Blunt. And so it was extraordinary to watch this young actress really hold the stage with Judi Dench and all these other big British stars, and then go on to that A-list movie career that she's got now.
Did you know at that time, did you kind of feel she is going to be a star?
You know, I wish I could say that. What I do remember was thinking she's just really good. For someone so young, she's really good. But she was also just so prepossessed. You know, she wasn't terribly intimidated by Judi Dench. I mean, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. But she, like I said, she held her own on stage with Judi and really was just grounded, really grounded. So I look back now and I say, well, of course it was there. The potential was there. But I don't think I wrote home to my wife and said, hey, this kid's going to be a star. And I was just like, this young lady is really good.
Yeah, yeah. A film I'm not familiar with that you did, among the films that you've done, Irrational Man. I've not seen that. I believe it was a Woody Allen movie.
It was. It was. It was with Joaquin Phoenix and Emma Stone.
Wow.
Playing the roles, and it was, you know, exciting for me because that, you know, as a young actor, that's one of the goals you had, was to maybe try to someday do a Woody Allen film. And I had been doing All the Way on Broadway with Bryan Cranston, starring in that. And I guess Woody Allen came and saw the show, and he invited a couple of us to come and meet with him and sort of audition. And I got that job.
So you've played alongside so many great, you mentioned Alan Cranston, so many great actors. We talked about Judi Dench, working with or for Woody Allen. Is there anyone that you worked for or with whose name we'd know that it's like that person totally blew you away?
You know, I will say that obviously Bryan Cranston, you know, they're all such good actors. I think what blew me away about all of them was how they treated the people around them. You know, the best of the best that I've worked with all treated everyone with respect and didn't have this feeling that they needed to massage their own ego by making people around them feel like they weren't up to the task or they weren't equal. And so, and that meant a lot to me. And as I went through my career after working with people like that, when I was leading a company, I always tried to make sure that I did the same thing. That is a great way to work. It makes everyone feel like we're all collaborating together instead of, oh, he's the star and we're all below him, you know, and that's just a terrible, you know, dynamic. But, you know, getting to work up close with Bryan Cranston or Alfred Molina is another one that I think about. You know, watching really, really great actors be alive on stage. You know, it's not the same every night. It's changed. They're listening. They're reacting. They're creating new things every night. And that to me is the most exciting, you know, it's the most exciting arena to work in. But it's also so inspiring to me as an actor to say, I want to keep doing the same thing. I mean, here I am in Moulin Rouge, and I've been doing it for a year and a half, and I want to make sure that I'm keeping it fresh, that I'm trying different things, I know there's a joke that works really well, and some nights I don't want to do it the same way because I want to see if I could try to do something different with it, and sometimes that fails. But I'd rather fail than do the exact same thing every night.
Well, you are terrific on that stage. In fact, the whole show is amazing. Friends, if you've not seen Moulin Rouge, and if you've seen the movie and thought, this is so different. It's alive in all the best ways, but you only have one way to do it in Chicago. That's through April 20th, and that's it at the Cadillac Palace Theater, 151 West Randolph. A pleasure to meet you and a pleasure to talk to you, Robert.
Thank you so much for having me on.